The Varaha Avatar starts with the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu lived in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha was guarded by two gatekeepers, Jay and Vijay. They loved Lord Vishnu and felt honored that they were protecting him. There were many people who came to visit Lord Vishnu, and it was Jay and Vijay's job to allow every person who had grievance to see the Lord. They knew that Lord Vishnu's time was precious and could not be wasted. One day, Lord Brahma's four sons, Sanat Kumars, came to meet Lord Vishnu at his abode, Vaikunth. Since Lord Vishnu was resting at that time, Jay and Vijay stopped them from entering the gates. Sanat Kumars were very angry and they cursed Jay and Vijay to be born as humans on earth. Guards pleaded them, but Lord Brahma's sons wouldn't listen. Lord Vishnu, after hearing some noises, arrived at the spot and apologized for his guards, saying they were just doing their duty. Seeing this, Sanat Kumars made a concession and said they could either take four births as demons and be killed by the Lord and return back to Vaikuntha, or take seven births as a devotee. Being attached to Lord Vishnu and thinking about the years of separation from the Lord, they agreed to take birth as demons four times and be killed by him. Hearing the decision, Sanat Kumars departed, and both the guards were born as brothers named Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was a great devotee of Lord Brahma. He worshipped him for years, and in return, Lord Brahma gave him a boon. According to the boon, no god, human, asura, devata, animal or beast could kill him. Hiranyaksha started torturing the people on earth as he was assured of his immortality. His powers grew by the day. He was such a giant that Mother Earth trembled when he walked and the sky cracked when he shouted. He started harassing devatas and invaded Indra's palace. Fearing for their lives, devatas took shelter in the caves of mountain ranges of earth. To harass the devatas, Hiranyaksha grabbed earth and submerged it. Mother Earth sank to the bottom of the ocean. At this time, Manu and his wife Shatarupa were ruling over the earth. Seeing this, Manu and his wife came to Lord Brahma, bored, and asked him a way to ensure happiness in the world. Lord Brahma became worried and thought that Mother Earth should be rescued. He told them that Hiranyaksha will not be destroyed by him because he had granted him a boon and suggested to take help of Lord Vishnu. As Brahma meditated to Lord Vishnu, a tiny boar fell from his nostrils. Wondering what the creature was, it grew and grew till it was the size of a large mountain. It was Lord Vishnu, and he told that he will enter into the ocean to lift Mother Earth out of it. He took the form of a boar to kill Hiranyaksha, because while getting the boon from Lord Brahma, among all animals, Hiranyaksha forgot to mention boar as an animal. Emitting a terrifying roar, Lord Vishnu in the form of boar took one mighty leap into the air and tore the clouds with its hoofs, and dived into the bed of the ocean in search of Mother Earth. He reached the other end of the ocean and discovered in its depths Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth. Meanwhile, Hiranyaksha rushed to the sea shore, where he encountered with Varuna, Lord of the Ocean, and challenged him to battle. Varuna became very angry as he knew that at this moment Hiranyaksha was mightier than him. So he curbed his anger and told that he had given up fighting as he was too old, and that he should fight with Vishnu, as none but he alone would be an equal opponent for him. Suddenly, Narad arrived there. Hiranyaksha asked him the whereabouts of Vishnu. Narad told him that Lord Vishnu was in the ocean rescuing Mother Earth. Angry Hiranyaksha charged towards the ocean bed. Meanwhile, the boar had just dug his tusk into the ocean bed and lifted Mother Earth onto it. and began rising towards the surface. Hiranyaksha rushed toward him, and with a mace in his hand, Hiranyaksha challenged Lord Vishnu to have a battle with him. But Vishnu ignored all his warnings and continued rising to the surface. Seeing this, Hiranyaksha gave a chase, but the boar didn't even look back. To this, Hiranyaksha became very angry. Lord Vishnu, in Varaha avatar, brought earth to the surface of the ocean and placed it gently on its axis and blessed her. He then turned to face Hiranyaksha. The demon threw his mace at the boar, but the boar stepped aside and raised his mace. They fought for a long time with the mace, swords, spears and various other weapons. When all the weapons were destroyed, they began a hand-to-hand combat. Lord Vishnu, in Varaha avatar, hit Hiranyaksha hard on his face with his fist and tossed him in the air. He fell over his head and died on the spot. Manu got his earth back and the gods got back their heaven. In this way, Lord Vishnu in Varaha avatar slayed Hiranyaksha and saved Mother Earth from harm.